Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Authorities in southern Ukraine are accusing Russian forces of kidnapping almost 300 children from rebel-held territory. As NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from Dnipro, dozens of Ukrainian children have been separated from their parents.
In a statement, the Zaporizhia region's child welfare unit says Russian troops have separated at least 36 children from their parents. NPR spoke to eyewitnesses of one such separation earlier this month when Russian soldiers pulled the mother of a four-year-old girl off an evacuation bus in the occupied city of Mangush. The eyewitnesses, as well as the mother and child, are evacuees from Azovstal. They sheltered at the massive steel plant in the occupied port city of Mariupol for weeks until the United Nations and International Red Cross evacuated them. Authorities in Zaporizhia have confirmed at least 271 total abductions in Russian-occupied areas. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
U.S. Senator Rand Paul has blocked a vote on a new aid package for Ukraine. The Kentucky Republican says he wants the proposal to include a provision for oversight of the new spending. President Biden is seeking another $40 billion to help Ukraine and its allies withstand Russia's war. President Biden is marking yet another tragedy of the pandemic, the loss of 1 million American lives. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
In memory to so many lives lost, the president ordered flags lowered to half staff at the White House and all public buildings and grounds, military posts, naval stations, and vessels, and marked the moment in recorded remarks at the start of a White House pandemic summit.
Today, we mark a tragic milestone here in the United States. 1 million COVID deaths, 1 million empty chairs around the family dinner table, each irreplaceable losses.
Biden urged the nation not to become numb to the ongoing loss of life and to remain vigilant to try to prevent as many more deaths as possible. Rob Stein, NPR News.
An infant formula shortage has many parents scrambling for alternatives. Connecticut mother Jennifer Kersey says that panic buying and hoarding are making the problem even worse.
I think if we don't share, I think it's going to be a problem. As fast as these companies make this formula, we can get them back on the shelf. So I'm just asking everybody, if you have, please give. Don't hoarder. Let's all work together because these are babies. You know, they got to eat.
President Biden met with formula makers and sellers on Thursday, promising to use every means possible to boost supplies. The formula shortage is blamed on supply chain issues exacerbated by safety recall involving formula maker Abbott Labs. You're listening to NPR News. The Supreme Court's nine justices met privately Thursday for the first time since the leak of a draft opinion against the 1973 ruling that legalized abortion nationwide. No word on what the justices talked about, although they are expected to issue at least one decision on Monday. An abortion battle is among 37 unresolved cases before the High Court this session. The man at the center of the 1992 standoff at Ruby Ridge has died. Troy Oppy reports from Boise State Public Radio.
U.S. Marshals arrived at Randy Weaver's North Idaho home in 1992 because he missed a court date on a federal weapons charge. A shootout while marshals scouted the area left Weaver's son and a deputy dead. By the second day of the tense standoff, his wife had been killed by an FBI sniper. The standoff lasted nine more days and helped inspire the anti-government movement, including Oklahoma City bomber Tim McVeigh. Weaver was acquitted of the standoff but did spend 16 months in jail for the weapons charge. In 1995, the Justice Department settled a wrongful death lawsuit with the family for $3.1 million. Weaver's death Wednesday was announced by his daughter Sarah on social media. He was 74. For NPR News, I'm Troy Oppy in Boise.
California's minimum wage is projected to rise from $14 an hour to $15.50 an hour in January. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the increase as he prepared to release a revised budget plan to the state legislature. A 2016 statute ties California's minimum wage to inflation. Gavin's spending plan is also expected to include tax rebates to help drivers cope with rising gas prices. This is NPR News.